Blog Talk.
Blog
is awesome.
Talk Radio.
Blog Talk is full of crap. They kept me out of my show all this time, and they bogus, but the show will go on.
Catching hell on, trying to find someone to love her. Unless you miss it.
gotta live it. Trying to put, gotta keep it above water. The system is internal.
Unfortunately, you know, Blog Talk got its private interest too, and I couldn't get in. You know, I was booted out my own, whatever. It really ain't mine. It's theirs, you know, and if your service is messed up free, you know, how can you convince me to be better paid, which I ain't going to pay for it? You know, we can get to the point in 5 minutes. But anyway, what I'm talking about today is the fact of the matter that Halle Berry is going through some situations, you know, in which she's had some problems with her quote-unquote baby daddy, baby father, whatever you want to call him or refer to him as. And the situation is the fact that she was in a long-term relationship with him and revealed recently that she's afraid to have her child around this man to a certain degree, leave him alone, leave her child alone, because, you know, she made statements that he's made so many demeaning words to her, called her niggers, this and this and that. Hey, sis, thanks for coming. Girl, you already know. But, you know, the situation is the fact of the matter that this man, you know, Halle Berry, been through so many abusive relationships, and everybody's coming down on her, questioning her sanity and what have you. And the fact of the matter is women go through several abusive relationships, some women, and this is why women cannot get support. You know, a long time ago, she had her ear busted or hearing problem because of Wesley Snipes. You know, Wesley Snipes damaged her ear. Yeah, it said I had 90 seconds on here, but I'm going to keep on going. I hope you all can hear me. And I'm going to have to go to my switchboard. Let me find my switchboard so I can let you in, you know, if you want to hear it. But, you know, the situation is the fact of the matter that, hello, sis?
Peace, I'm here, sis.
How you doing? Yeah, girl. This
good
is crazy.
Topic.
Mm-hmm. You know, thanks. And the situation, the fact of the matter is that she's just like a lot of other women. They go through a lot of abusiveness, and they're scared to come out and tell about it. You know, I know a woman that dated a man that's supposed to be the so-called liberator, and the woman was scared. Very, very scared of this man and confided in very few people about a serious abuse she went through. And she still hasn't come forth about it. You know, so it's a lot of women go through a lot of different things. And I just think this is bogus. You know,
breaks,
people come to tell her.
Mm-hmm. And it breaks their self-esteem down too, sis.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of women that goes through that have a low self-esteem.
And the perpetrators always try to ask why. They try to act quiet. They try to, you know, put on a show. Even this her baby father's former girlfriend came out and said she can't believe that. If I had 10 seconds, but we're going to see if I can go over. And she can't believe that he even dated a black woman. He used the N-word so much, was so, quote-unquote, racist, you know. But I think it's out of order. I think it's out of order that you victimize the victim, you know, and no one's supporting her.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times women stay in these relationships because, look, she's been in repeated abusive relationships. You can't blame her, you know. It's a disease.
I agree. You know, and these women stick around. They feel they can't do any better, you know. And like I said, it's a self-esteem issue, too, because their self-esteem is broken down because they're used to being mentally and physically abused.
Mm-hmm. Mentally and physically abused.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that is a problem, sis, because, you know, women don't have too much support out here. You know, women don't even support each other to a degree.
Exactly.
And when they try to get the heart, sis, to come forward, society goes down on them hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm shocked. It's very questionable. It's very questionable. Those who question her, they should be happy she got out of that situation.
Exactly.
You know, and she's not saying, because some women might say, don't have the child around. And, you know, my sister went through a lot of stuff. And we all have stories to tell. Some people don't tell the stories. You know, some people keep them in. And the situation is, though, says that this woman needs support. You know, this woman needs help, and you can't victimize the victim. It's bogus. You know, statistics show that. I mean, if we're going to talk about statistics. And men get better, too, but the majority is, and my topic today is about Holly and women like her. You know?
Exactly.
She's been in an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm. It's sad, you know. And they're looking for a way out, and they are looking for a support system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they don't have that. They don't know what direction to go to.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's out of order, though, Sid, because we need to understand, or people need to try to understand where she's coming from. This is not something overnight. This happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the time. Women are abused left and right, Sid. I mean, I can
say
a lot of facts.
Yes, and it leaves them emotionally scarred permanently for life. You know,
yeah.
And it takes a healing process for a woman that has been abused mentally and physically to get over that and for it to be repaired.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I was thinking about, it was a show, the final of Housewives of Atlanta. And that lady said that Bailey was getting married, that model. Now,
mm-hmm.
The dude played her out of all that money. And her mother, you know, she told her at the end she didn't want her to go through certain abusive things and abuses in a lot of different ways because she went through it. See, what I didn't like about that, see, was the fact that you wait until your daughter gets to the cliff to try to pull her off of it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They let her go straight to the marriage and then discuss their reservations with her. That's not the proper thing to do, you know?
And see, it's good when we can actually lend a hand and be able to support our sisters out here that are going through this, you know, and share advice, you know, and help them in going into the right direction and possibly leaving that relationship. Because the more you stick around, you know, you're just a prisoner in your own body in that home.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, though, sis? You know, I think that song I played, Mixing Up, Jezebel, see,
mm-hmm.
Jezebel turned to the system, and the system turned her away, you know? And she was afraid of dying. The thing is, we need more women in, quote-unquote, leadership positions, you know?
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, we have to understand each other, and we have to embrace each other. You always, it's just like a child. You don't turn a child away when they're trying to confide in you about something. You have to listen to that child. You know, it's just like here in Milwaukee, sis, everybody is getting down on these kids that went to this mall and said the kids did this, the kids did that. They condemn the children without even talking to the children first, hearing the children's side, even if the children are in the wrong. Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty, they fit under that too. You know, you need to hear the voice of those who are, quote-unquote, voiceless.
Because that damages a child to see their mother, you know, going through that as they grow up, you know, and if she has a son, you know, and would hate for him to grow up and become basically a clone of his father, you know, and treat a woman that he get with like that in an abusive way.
Yep. You know, it's a sad situation that we have to come into as women, as young girls, you know, as young ladies. I mean, we don't have a cushion. And this has got to change. I was about to make contact with Holly Berry's people. I would love to have her on here. Like I said about that basketball player that played with Miami Heat that's going with Gabriel Union. I think he's bogus. I think a lot of women are treated wrongly just because of certain egotistical point of view.
I agree. You know, and it's sad to see a lot of our women going through this, you know, in abusive cases as well as, you know, rape cases, you know. It's sad on how these type of situations get treated.
Right. And you know what, it wasn't until my sister went through what she went through. I started talking about a situation I had in my life. You know, and I made a pledge, is that if a man put his hand on me, he ain't going to jail, he's going to the morgue. You know?
I agree.
You know,
I dare one to try to ever, you know, hit me physically.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm totally against, you know, that violence against women being abused, you know, abused and raped. You know, that's definitely.
It's a right. It's a right. Even United States versus John Bad Elk, you got to look at that case. The police don't even have a right to unlawfully arrest you. You have a right to resist assault. You know? And this is an epidemic, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's a sad situation. And I'm really pissed off looking at the comments, sis.
That
looking
people,
at the comments,
you know, saying about her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, she's trying to protect her daughter on top of that. You know? Because her daughter... If her daughter sees that, her daughter is going to believe this is what you're supposed to have in a man.
Right.
You know? And her daughter is going to think it's okay to be subjected to that situation like that. And who's to say? If the man don't like black women or women got a problem with them, sometimes, and it shows that the same abuse you put on a woman, you can abuse that child.
Mm-hmm. And leave that child scarred. You know, and like
all I think about is my nephew being abused by this rapist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about so much, sis. We're not protecting the women. We're not, or they're not protecting the women. They're not protecting the children. You know, and something has got to give.
I agree. And, you know, like me and you mentioned earlier before the show on how the damage can be done on women that goes through this in relationships, being abusive, being abused, how it messes with their self-esteem, you know, leave them with a low self-esteem.
Like somebody gonna say, she was with him for 5 years. Well, she could have left. It's women still with their abusers.
Right.
Who stay with them because of children.
And I actually read an article on Holly Berry on how she suffered over the years with low self-esteem issues. I see why. You know, she's a woman that has been mentally and physically abused. You know, that's enough to break any woman's self-esteem down.
Yeah. You know, I applaud Holly Berry for having the courage to finally get out of that situation. And, you know, everybody, some people want to find love, compatibility or whatever. You know, I'm not at that point where I feel like to define me, I need to be in a relationship. You know, I'm good. You know, and some, but some women think they have to have somebody, even men think that, mm-hmm. in order to feel a worth, you know.
I agree.
But
they feel that their life is
home, then unhappy, you know. I'd rather be alone than be with somebody and still be alone.
Exactly. You know, and like you said, sis, and there's people out here that feel that their life cannot be complete without somebody. You know, they just got to have somebody. Rather, the person has all the qualities in a man or a woman that they want and that will do them good in the long run rather than
right.
do them harm. You know, somebody that's compatible with them. Let's see, they don't look at that.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? You hear people saying, oh, she can't keep a man. She can't, or why she ain't got a man. It ain't me, my situation, I don't know about everybody else, but it's about a man keeping me, you know? It
exactly.
ain't about me keeping no man. You know, so, like you said, sis, a long time ago, can't know anybody just enter this palace.
Exactly.
That's what's up.
You have mm-hmm. to be of prince status.
Yeah.
You know, and that goes for all, you know, our women out here, women, you know, queens. We're queens. You know,
yeah.
we deserve a king. Point
yeah.
blank.
Yeah. And just like I always refer to that Michael Jackson video with Eddie Murphy and, well, who was that? Iman, that model. See,
mm-hmm.
Eddie Murphy, as king, he did what he did, had to do to please his queen. See, everybody can't do that. Everybody can't please their queen, you know, so they give up. But if you ain't strong enough to have that mentality to please the queen, then, you know, you're not a king.
Exactly.
He went through whatever he had to do to please his queen.
You have
know?
To live up to that title in order to wear that crown.
Yeah. Regrets what I said about the Buster yesterday. See, a Buster ain't nowhere near a king.
I got to catch the archive on that show.
He's pleather. You know? It's deep. But when I read the comments about Holly Berry, I hope this sister's strong enough to go past that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope that she knows first and foremost, protecting herself and her child is what matters.
Exactly.
You know?
No woman should have to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
We are
yeah.
princess and queens. We shouldn't have to be abused.
Uh-huh.
Period.
Wesley Snipes, Buster in the ear. What's that baseball player? David Justice beat her up. You know, Daryl Strawberry. Daryl Strawberry, one of the two, or maybe both of them. But I know.
Mm-hmm.
If she gets out of a relationship alive, that's the most important thing. It's
right.
women right now in the graveyard because for some reason they weren't able to escape that abuse. You know? I think it's bogus. I think people are out of order. So much wickedness, sis.
It is.
Wickedness.
And, you know, you hear these type of stories every day, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
like a trend. It's like this is something that's supposed to happen in a relationship. A woman's supposed to be abused by someone that's supposed to be her prince or king.
Mhm. It's like, sis, I like to watch Muhammad Ali and Tyson box, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes I can't watch the boxing because I'm like, wow. How can a person get, you know, just something wrong with just seeing somebody beating each other?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I can't watch. It's crazy. Like, they got these videos called street fighting, you know,
mm-hmm.
real fight stuff. And at first you'd be laughing about it, but then you'd be like, this is sick.
Right.
This
you know, and just people are actually doing this, and there's people
yeah.
out there that are actually filming it, you know, to get money.
Yeah. I mean, it was videos of them busting their heads on the ground and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if you have humanity within you, this ain't right. This stuff is crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But We need
it's real
food.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
And when is it going to stop?
Yeah. I mean, it was a law here in America, sis. It was law that said your husband cannot rape you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it's no such thing as your husband raping you. So a woman couldn't say no.
Wow. You know, see that right there.